Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading off to the tiny village of Tanacross in interior Alaska.
I'm Diane Titus. I work with the school, Tanacross School. My dad told me, he said the first Tanacross, it was supposed to be like a post, you know, like a trader's post. They called it Tanana Crossing. It's 2 miles off the Alaska Highway. There's a lot of trees, a nice view of the Alaska Range. Now we're in the new village. We're not in that old village where we first used to be. The old village is right across the river. Then we moved across to the new village in 74. When we used to live in the old village, we had to get in the boat and then get into the car to get to anywhere. So it was a little harder. In the summer, the village usually has various jobs, more jobs than we do in the winter. Berry picking, cultural camps, fishing, a lot of subsistence. And people usually go out in family groups and go together to do this, to gather the food. Usually children are involved in that, and at the same time, they're being taught to how to preserve. Unemployment is high. Pretty much most of them are subsistence because they don't have a job in the winter, so that's why it's so important to put the food away, you know. It's just a little peaceful village where people try to work together when we need to.
Diane Titus works with the Tanacross School. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Eric Newman, David Waldron, Sarah Bernard, and Annie Feit. I'm Ed Ronco.